Yeah.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So, do you or does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Yeah, newspaper.
All right, no worries. So, to make sure we're representing everybody, would you mind sharing your race?
My age?
No, your race.
Oh, African American.
African American, all right, thank you. So, would you mind sharing your age?
34.
34. All right, thank you. So I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Would you say you're going to definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or are you not going to vote?
I'm probably going to vote.
Probably going to vote, all right. So could you please rate your level of motivation to vote in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10? Where a 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote?
One more time.
For sure. So could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming 2024 elections for president and congressional elections on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote?
Probably a 5 or 6.
5? Alright. So thinking about the direction your country is headed in, or well, most specifically your city, would you say you're very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, all right. So do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yeah, that's all right.
All right, so do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Yeah, I'm a Democrat. I approve.
All right. But would you say you strongly approve or do you somewhat approve of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, all right. So now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations on a scale of 0 to 100, in which a 0 means you don't like these people or these ideas or organizations, a 50 means you're neutral towards them, and a 100 means you like them. And if you have no opinion about them or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. And the first person is Tammy Baldwin.
Yeah.
All right. So on a scale of 0 to 100, what rating would you give him or her, really? Tammy Baldwin is her.
Probably about a 6 or a 7.
On a scale of 0 to 100, you'd give her a 7?
Yeah.
All right. What about the Democratic Party?
Probably the same.
The same? So a 7? Oh, hello?
Yeah.
All right. What about Kamala Harris?
I'd give her probably about half of that.
So a 50 then?
Yeah.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
Yeah, I know he's supposed to be taking our spot. She'll have my vote.
All right. So on a scale of 0 to 100, what rating would you give Joe Biden?
Probably like half, about half.
I'm sorry, what?
About half of that, half of the half to 100.
So a 50 as well?
Yeah.
All right. What about J.D. Vance?
Even though.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't know him?
Yeah.
All right. What about the Republican Party?
Yeah, I'm for the Democrats.
So what rating would you give the Republican Party?
Probably half, everybody half.
So a 50 as well?
Yeah.
All right. What about Donald Trump?
Yeah, no.
All right. So what rating would you give Donald Trump on a scale of 0 to 100, in which a 0 means you do not like him, a 100 means you do like him, and a 50 is neutral?
50 neutral.
All right. And what about Project 2025?
I don't know. I'm about it.
All right. No worries. All right. So I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, for who would you want to vote for? Hello, is anybody there? Hello.